Now, a year ago, Much Wenlock was given a sort of present. £250,000 was provided to set up a charity fund for the benefit of the area's older people in need. From today, that money is, as it were, up for grabs. And earlier on, I spoke to the man in charge of this money, Mark Laws.
Well, it came from the as a result of the sale by Extra Care of the Much Wenlock nursing home, to which they sold in the open market. And it really came about because in the longer term, when they first purchased, there was a sum that was contributed to the nursing home, and it was a similar sized amount. So what they were really doing was kindly passing on that money at the end of their stewardship.
Mm. So a charitable trust has been set up to handle this money, and you're its chairman?
That's right, yes. We set that up in at the beginning of the year. Quite a lot of work in setting that up and then dealing with the investment of the money, and also putting together the aims of the trust, so that we knew what we were looking to lend money on.
What do you think the money will be used for then?
Well, the charity is formed. The base of the charity is formed for the relief of the financial hardship, sickness, and poor health amongst the elderly people in Shropshire, and particularly in and around Much Wenlock. So that's the guidance. Mm. We made it fairly wide in order to make sure we could keep the net as wide as possible to not to prevent applications that were related to Much Wenlock and the area around, and indeed in Shropshire beyond, if that's the case.
So this is for projects, not for personal donations to people in need, isn't it?
It is for both, although, as you said, it sounds a lot of money, but when you invest in today's climate with the low interest rates, we're only going to have a few thousand to give away initially. They're not big sums, so we're looking probably towards groups and assisting perhaps where a bit of our money can assist in a wider way. But that in absolutely no way rules out the individual applications, and that's what we're inviting in going public now about the fact that the Charitable Trust is about to start making grants.
So how can people bid then, Mark? And is there a deadline?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we're asking for people to make applications. The closing date is the 25th of November, and then the trustees will consider the applications at their December meeting and award grants accordingly.
And do you have any idea yet what sort of projects are in the offing and which are likely to bid for money?
At this moment, it is actually quite difficult because we've consulted with a lot of people like the GPs and others involved in the care for the elderly. And the feedback we get is quite varied and quite broad. So we really don't know exactly what we're going to receive. There are other charities about, of course, who are doing support or giving support for the elderly. And the applications that they get are very varied. So it might be a particular need by a particular person at that time, which fits in with the time scale. Or it might be something slightly longer. I mean, one of the suggestions, we've had a couple of suggestions, for instance, insisting groups to give some money towards training, so people are trained to be volunteers in a certain sectors to support elderly in a certain field. Transport has cropped up occasionally where we might be able to assist with funding transport to allow people to get to places where they can have social activities to get them out of their homes and that sort of thing. It's very difficult to say because this is obviously our first round.
Yes.
We don't know what people really are going to come up with.
Well, it's clearly a very exciting time for you. I wish you all the best, being the chairman, and we'll no doubt speak again.
Thank you, Adam.
Mark, thanks for your time. That's Mark Laws, who I spoke to earlier on today. £250,000 for a charitable trust. Lots of work for them to do. Rounding up the day.